Now, more than 200 Ukrainian refugees who've been living at the Ibis Hotel in Clondalkin in Dublin are preparing to move to alternative accommodation this lunchtime. The group, including families with children, have been living in the hotel since March. Our reporter Laura Fletcher has been following developments. She joins us now from Clondalkin. What's been happening there in the last little while, Laura?
Brian, as I talk to you now, I can see there's two buses parked outside the hotel, and one of the buses is again being packed with suitcases. There's people kind of bringing their belongings out of the hotel. The lobby is full of people with their packed suitcases, and this will be the third bus to leave just before we came on air, just after 1:30. The second bus pulled out and another bus pulled out earlier this morning, and so we know the people were notified they were going to be leaving. Most of the people I've spoken to are going to be going to the Trebolgan Holiday Centre in Cork, although I've also heard that there may be people going to Limerick, and I also spoke to one young girl who's going to Bray. There were concerns about things like families being split up. I talked to one young girl who's one of 11, and they had understood that some of the people were going to be going to Limerick and others going to Cork, but that's been resolved. So there have been stresses, but there are IPAS officials here kind of working through things so that family are staying together, and I understand that those kind of things were probably administered administrative mistakes, but really stressful for the people involved. There also have been efforts to try and accommodate people in houses in the area. I know that the Irish Red Cross and Helping Irish Hosts were involved in that work, and it's understood that 90 people who were staying in the hotel by the end of this month will have been located in houses, and some of those around 29 or so will be within commuting distance of this area. And for those with children in schools here, some of those families have been here since March. Of course, that's a huge relief. But there are those who have schools in the area who are hoping to stay here, who are still hoping to stay here. But others, there's been, you know, hugs and gifts to the hotel. Others seem, I suppose, resigned that they are now moving in what is an accommodation crisis with more than 65,000 Ukrainians now in the country seeking refuge.
For the moment, Laura Fletcher in Clondalkin, thank you for that.